Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
On the line, I'm delighted to tell you that we have Yasmin Levy, an Israeli singer, songwriter, world music singer, but amongst other things in Latino. Yasmin Levy, shalom, shalom lach.
Shalom uvracha.
So ecstatic to have you on the line. Been wanting to talk to you for a very long time.
So much. So good to be here.
Yasmin, your music is special. It is unusual. And dare I use the word, it's important. It's not just beautiful. It's important as well. Talk to us about your musical journey and how did you get involved in this particular style of music?
I'm the daughter of Yitzhak Levy. He was the person who invested his life to preserve, who dedicated his life, to preserve Sephardic songs. So I grew up and I was born into this music. This is my heritage.
So you could almost say it's in your DNA. It's not as though you chose it. It chose you. You didn't have an option. I've seen a YouTube video. I think it's of you and your mother walking through the streets of Jerusalem, singing old Sephardic melodies, talking about the fact that your father would go into homes and document these unusual or unrecorded songs. Is that really what happened? Is that how he recorded this history?
Yes, we have to remember that those songs of the Jews that were expelled from Spain, they all passed down orally from generation to generation. And I, for example, mothers used to sing the secular songs to the daughters at home. And the men, they sang the religious songs in the synagogue to their sons. And that's how we've managed to keep those songs alive for hundreds of years. But it was orally until my father realized that when people die, they take those songs with them to the grave. So he used to go from one Sephardic family to another and to record people who could sing those songs for him. And then he wrote down the lyrics and the melodies. And the people that sang for him after a while, they did pass away. So thanks to this wonderful job, you can now open one of his books and just find all those songs, you know, and to sing any song that you want.
Absolutely incredible. Now, you're talking to a very Ashkenazi boy who's got not one drop of Sephardi in him. So this to me is a revelation, your music. And what I wanted to say to you, my gut tells me there's something incredibly sad in a lot of the songs. I understand why, given the history, but it almost reminds me a little bit of the Portuguese Fado. Would you say I am completely wrong, or is there something to what I'm saying?
You are so right. Let me tell you, all these kinds of music, like the fado, the Portuguese fado, the Spanish flamenco, the Argentinian tango, the Jewish Ladino, those songs were the way of the people to express their feelings and their pain. It was, for the Jews, it was the only thing that they could take with them from Spain after the expulsion. The language and those songs, and that's why they kept those songs and the memories so much alive. Like the fado, it came out from the pain of the people.
Sure.
And that's why you can, the Ladino songs, the Sephardic songs, they have a great humor. But if you don't understand.
Really?
Wonderful. And if, for example, there is a song, beautiful song, a lullaby. One of the most famous ones. And the mother sings to her child and she said, sleep, my child, sleep. Your father will soon come back home. A very beautiful song. And then when you continue reading and exploring this song, you realize that she says to her child, sleep, my child, sleep. Your father is, well, having a, loving another woman this very moment now. But, you know, it sounds innocent, but it's so funny sometimes.
That's really interesting, Yasmin, because as I say, please take it from where it comes. I don't know what I'm talking about. But because of you, I've been exposed to some of this music. And there's one song, the words is Vamos a Palestina. And he talks about, I'm poor, but we'll share a bed together. And that'll be, you know, we'll save money that way. Is that maybe the humor that you're referring to in these songs?
You know, this one that you told me, I'm not familiar with, but sounds wonderful.
I don't think it was yours. I think it was related.
Let me tell you, wonderful example.
Uh-huh.
There was a song about the daughter of the neighbor.
Yes.
Who suddenly, I mean, the mother, everyone was talking about this girl. She was like, I don't know, 18 years old. And suddenly she started to have a big belly.
Okay? Oops.
Because she got pregnant. But it was forbidden because she's supposed to be a virgin. Sorry for being so...
Yes. Facts are facts.
So the song says that she just fell down on the street. And, you know, because of the pain, she started to have a belly. Now, that's the funny way.
Swelling. I understand. Yeah. Now, that is funny. And it's lovely that there is humor in it because I must say, not understanding it, I find the music really very, very sad. Difficult to connect with if you know, not in that frame of mind. I wanted to talk to you about the fact that you sing this world music, that you have taken Latino music, more than just Latino music, your style of music, flamenco, whatever it might be, you've taken it to a much bigger audience worldwide in effect. Has it been difficult for you to be an Israeli given the politics? Do people make your life difficult? Or does music cross that divide?
I, you know, there was some occasionally times that I felt, but it wasn't clearly said, but you could feel. But I believe that with my music and with the heart that I open to the people and people open their hearts, we could go through everything. But it goes without saying, you know, it's like, I remember I had a performance in France and people started to shout, some people, peace, peace, you know, things like that. And I was quiet, me and my band on the scenario, and I just started to sing, and immediately there was quiet and we shared love. So I do believe, and I say to my kids that when you bring love and music, you can win everything. I'm not being innocent. I used to be innocent, to think that love can bring, that music can bring peace. Unfortunately, I'm 45 years old now. I no longer, think that.
Cynical. Yeah. No, I understand. I understand.
You can change worlds of individuals.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and that makes a whole lot of sense. We're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. I want to leave you with one opportunity, not a question. Today's International Women's Day, and I was wondering, I thought, do you have a message to young women, to young girls who might be listening this afternoon?
We are strong. We are, you know, I'm having the greatest crisis of my life now, and I'm just realizing how strong I am. We are strong. We can go through everything, and we deserve this Women Day to remind us how wonderful and unique we are.
That's a beautiful place to leave it. Yasmin Levy, you made my day.
Oh,
thank you so much. Toda rabba lach. Me omek libi, toda rabba lach.
Toda lecha. Thank you so much.
Love it, love it, love it, love it.